USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19.
We have seen cases and hospital admissions move from historic declines to stagnations to increases. And we know from prior surges that if we don't control things now, there is a real potential for the epidemic curve to soar again.
The state of Florida is threatening to sue the federal government if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines that are using U.S. ports. Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody say the state is being harmed economically by the shutdown and that cruises across the globe are operating safely with restrictions and protocols. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle went to the U.S.-Mexico border to check out the conditions. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republican senators got a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"What you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous, and they should finish the wall."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden has included Vladimir Putin of Russia and Xi Jinping of China to his first big climate talk since taking office. The U.S. hopes the event will help shape, speed up, and deepen global efforts to cut fossil fuel pollution, which is helping to create climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Advocacy groups have filed a legal challenge against a controversial new Georgia law that critics say aims to suppress voters in the state, particularly voters of color. The new voting laws in Georgia are among dozens filed in recent months by Republican-controlled state legislatures nationwide, which might appear to be reactionary to victories by Democratic President Biden in November and Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in Georgia's key Senate races in January. Those victories gave Democrats control of the White House and the Senate to go along with an already Democrat-held House. The law passed in Georgia contains sweeping changes for voters, including a more stringent requirement for voter ID and restrictions for ballot collection boxes in the state that allows the state government to take over local elections. The law also bans voters from giving food or water to voters waiting in lines at Georgia polling places, a clear indication, opponents argue, that the law is designed to push down voter turnout. Biden spoke about the law outside Marine One.
Nothing but punitive, designed to keep people from voting.
He described the new rules as Jim Crow in the 21st century.
Can't provide water for people about to vote. Give me a break.
The New Georgia Project, the Black Voters Matter Fund, and the advocacy group RISE filed a federal lawsuit in Atlanta to challenge the contentious law. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.